Look at me. You know you want all this. I mean, you wouldn't be here if you didn't, right? But just to make sure, you do want a fuckboy, right? I knew it. You weren't just gonna give me the 1-2 and walk away. That's my job. Unless we get addicted to each other. I wonder what'll happen then, Only you and I know, deep in the darkest parts of our hearts, what might happen next. Take my hand or don't. I swear I'm not that bad of a guy. Besides, as much as other people want to call me things these days, they don't know the reason why I do what I do. And the exact reason why I want to just go at it like animals. I don't care about love because love hurts. Yeah? I don't need that. Besides, you can do a lot worse than me. Baby, come on. Why don't you tell me what you want, sweetheart? What's your fancy? A guy to take you on a date? If you want to take my fucking hand, I'll make you have a date you won't soon forget. I'm more than just some kind of deviant, you know. I'm way better than that. I know how to treat a little sweetheart, a little lovebird who's lost. Though feelings are difficult. I'm not sure how to understand them or where I stand. Maybe someday, maybe not. What do you think about them, huh? You a feelings guru? You gonna tell me exactly what I need to do? Part of me thinks that my nifty little tongue ring here could tell you more about feelings than you have in that whole sentence that you were preparing in that brain of yours. Cute, though? It's really cute to hear you struggle with it and stuff like that. But at the same time, I don't want to put you down for that. I wouldn't know what to say either. No shame in that. Live life like it's your last, because it just might be, right? Fuck it. I might be a little gung-ho about things, I think that's the word, but even if I'm not the worst, I might just be the nastiest, if you know what I mean. And more than that, why don't you look me right in the eyes? That's right, baby. That's what I'm talking about this time of day. It's better with a kiss. Feel like it? Not yet. No shame in that. Like I said, not everything's about kisses and old. Blech. Gag me with a spoon, because all that stuff is not the best unless you're really in the mood for it. And I'm just kind of in the mood to spoil somebody. You just happen to be that somebody. Don't get the wrong idea now. If you do, you might just be caught in a sticky situation. I told you I'm a fuckboy, not a romance prince. Storybook prince doesn't matter. I've been that kind of guy. No longer. Wanna know my story? Not telling. At least not without a fight. Maybe after everything we do today, if you stick around till the end, I might just tell you something. That's a might, not a promise or anything. But you're pretty cute like that, I gotta give it to you. You've got a cute streak in you big time, and well, the best part about fuckboys is that you don't have to ever worry about me being a sappy fairy tale prince. You can worry about me being the Adonis that makes your body crawl. Or the person who knows how to treat you just because it's right. I don't expect you to follow me to a love hotel. I just expect you to be yourself. Lay it all on the table, and you know what the best part about being someone with no ties is? You really get to know someone. You see, people don't act their whole selves when they think they're in love, when they think their stakes higher than anything else now. They act themselves when there's nothing to worry about, no risk, nothing. But the risk, the thrill, that's also when you get to know a side of them. I want to get to know all the sides to you. Why? No reason. Just because you're beautiful and I'm kind of in the mood to spoil someone. Get to know you and really get under your skin. Or at least under your clothes. Am I that predictable? You could tell I was joking, couldn't you? Well, I have to be a gentleman about it. Even if I'm a gentleman, interested in all the things most people aren't. Aren't you curious? I'm interested in picking your brain for a while, so how's coffee sound? You can get something else if you don't like it, but sometimes I need a cold cup of coffee. Yeah, strange, right? A cold cup is just disgusting enough to get me out of the bad trains of thoughts, get me out of my head for a while. Life is one great big distraction from all the shitty things, and you make it what you want, right? Unless you're not strong enough or you don't have enough willpower to make it happen. You just go on and on and on, and guess what happens? It keeps moving. Even if you don't want it to. I'm the last person you should worry about, sweetheart. If anything, you should worry about yourself. Been a tough week. I bet you've missed something. Longing for something, lacking something. Life treats you bad. I don't even begin to understand. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to question you and know everything about you. I'm here to listen if you want to speak it. Cheap coffee from a vending machine. It's the spot. What's the matter? Sweetheart? You have trouble being honest with yourself, don't you? Even when you're not fine, you say that you are. Even when things are fucking horrible, you want to say it's okay not to worry someone, right? Oh, don't feel bad about that. That's what everybody does. We're humans. We're empathetic, usually. That's how life is. You care for people, even if you don't want to. But feelings aren't why you're here. You want to leave it all behind, right? You want to live in the moment like me? I feel gloriously at it sometimes, too. But that's why you drowned yourselves in the pleasure of it all. If you don't, there's no reason for it, right? Look at me and snap the fuck out of it. Sorry, it's my bad. I went into a rather testy subject about it, didn't I? And even if I didn't, who cares right now? This is about you feeling better. I feel like treating you. Maybe picking your brain if you feel up to it, but feelings, emotions, fuck 'em. That's not what anybody needs all the time. Or maybe you do. But sorry, sweetheart. I don't know if I got those. Doesn't stop me from being myself, though. And that's what you should be. Yourself. Unapologetically. So really, why'd you follow a supposed random stranger? It's not like we agreed on a date or anything. In fact, I'm not gonna tell you. It could have been anyone. The first person I saw on the street is what I agreed upon in my head. It was like a little game. But somehow I ended up with you. And for better or worse, here we are, sweetheart. In this beautiful fucked up world that I want to fuck out just a little more. That makes me sound like a villain, doesn't it? I wouldn't say I'm a hero or a villain. I'd just say I'm a guy who's very honest with himself. You could use some honesty. You've told me you're okay at the start of this, but your eyes don't tell me okay. Let's get you feeling better. Why don't you do something without hesitation, something crazy, like kissing me right now? I know it sounds like a shitty pickup line, but I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm not. That's a promise. It's actually for your benefit. Or maybe something a little more doable. Chugging the glass of coffee or whatever it is that you ended up ordering. It's all my treat anyways, eating 10 cookies. Well, I have a feeling that one would end in a tummy ache and some worse feelings. So, sweetheart, you have to decide what you want to say. No, you're the indecisive type. Can't make a decision on what to order when you go out, right? Don't feel so called out, Al. Let me be the decisive one. Decisive and chaotic. I'll bring that chaos and stir up that life just right until it's like a cocktail of delight and good things. That's the way you do it. You don't let it sit and muddle. You do something about it, don't you, sweetheart? You know it, but you've never been able to take your own advice. You've always been able to give it to everyone else, but too afraid you're gonna fuck something up, right? What's the matter, sweetheart? If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're scared of success, scared of getting out of this pit of despair. And you'd be just like me, looking into a mirror in the past. Sweetheart, do me a favor, and just say some kind of curse word. Stop being so uptight with yourself. You don't live life uptight and get to smile while doing it. Doesn't work for everyone. And my inkling says you need a little more chaos. Grab my hand, or you can walk away. I want to make that expressly clear, baby. I might be a whirlwind of chaos, good and bad, all mushed up into one, swirling around a million miles an hour, but it doesn't make me any less me. And if you want to see more, you want to experience more, then take this hand. And if you don't, take that other pill, blue or red, I can't remember. And you go and live that life just the way it is. You do what you think's best, sweetheart. I'd never make a decision for you unless you take my hand first. It's symbolic, isn't it? You have to take this first step on your own. I can't make you do it. But welcome, since you made that step. Welcome to the eve of your freedom. That's right. I'll make you let loose. Fuck it. Feelings can wait. All that shit doesn't matter right now. Why would you care about that in the first place? I mean, come on. What's the worst that could happen by following me? You might have a good time. You might not. And worst case, you just go home a little angry. But I don't think my spoiling would make you angry. I think I've got a silver tongue, but baby, I've got golden hands. Just lucky you thinking about things so cutely like that. But there's no reason. There's no reason to overthink anything. Just do something about it. Don't say you want something. Don't say you feel something. I mean, sharing is fine, but never, ever wish something you don't achieve. Just do it. Achieve it already.